Be advised, I see midway up the World Trade Center tower, heavy black smoke coming out. Also, it seems like heavy damage to the upper portion of the building cave.
Thin Line Believers is a Christ-based outreach for the men and women who walk the thin line between good and evil, order and chaos. Our motto is, our service for His glory. To the police officers, veterans, firefighters, corrections, paramedics, dispatchers, and whoever else may join us, we are so glad you're here. Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Thin Line Believers Podcast. Hope everyone listening today is well and has had a blessed week. Last week, Adam brought us another fantastic podcast, speaking on a pretty difficult topic to tackle, really the end of times. So if you haven't had a chance, tune back into his podcast from last week on any of the podcast apps and give him a listen. So this week, while preparing, you know, for the podcast, I had something put on my heart to speak about, really. It's specifically directed to law enforcement officers who listen, but the application could easily expand beyond and into firefighting, military, paramedics, everybody who tunes in to these podcasts. So to jump into it, I recently overheard someone having a conversation questioning how someone could be in law enforcement and be a Christian at the same time, you know, saying that it was a contradictory thing and that the two contradicted each other. I thought about this, you know, in a few different ways and really tried to tackle it in my mind on how people could see this and how that could be portrayed that way. You know, my first thought was the fact that I view being a police officer personally as a career, as a job, you know, and nothing more than that, day in and day out. You know, there's a lot that goes into it. There's a lot of sacrifices made. There are those things, but at the end of the day, it's a career. It's a job. Sure, it's something I always wanted to be. I always wanted to be a police officer, and the job in and of itself is rewarding and trying at times. And, you know, it's a sacrificial career, but at the end of the day, it's my job. I think way too often us as police, fire, paramedics, military veterans, and active duty military, you know, make our careers our lives. We make our title in our job our persona, or not just what we do, but who we are. I certainly did in my early years as a police officer, you know, really losing myself in the job. You know, I lost who I was and who I was meant to be, you know, a disciple in Christ, a Christian. Due to how I lived and how I prioritized my life, I lost sight of what I was truly being called to do, you know, to be that disciple. You know, it cost me relationships, it cost me friendships, it cost me my first marriage in the end. When I focused so much on my job and not on the things that the Lord was calling me to focus on. You know, after many trials and soul searching, along with a beautiful woman, my now wife, Corey, encouraging me, I found Christ and began a relationship with Him like I had never had before. I found my heart soften. My ways change, like described in Ephesians chapter 4, when it talks about putting on your new self and taking off your old self. I found myself showing empathy in situations I used to use cynicism to get through, and being real with people rather than just the weight of the badge to complete tasks and, you know, accomplish calls and get through, you know, my day. Now, don't get me wrong, this didn't mean softening to the point of not being able to take care of business when the time came, but using compassion in the light of Christ to impact more situations when they would come up. From that point forward, I began giving my day to Christ with a prayer before shift, praying, and I'm pretty sure I've covered it before in some of my earlier podcasts, but, you know, it applies to this topic, just giving my whole day to Christ and handing it over to Him to direct me and guide me through my day. And that prayer is, Lord Jesus, give me the strength and knowledge to do my job today, the courage to do it without hesitation, and the honor and integrity to do it right. Lord, I pray you will place someone in my day today that I can share your love and mercy with. Amen. Yeah, I've found these instances coming up more and more the more I pray, you know, that prayer. And I find myself praying with offenders, with family members during traumatic and horrible events, or simply playing Christian radio in my patrol vehicle to entice someone to engage in conversation about the songs or the content of the songs. You know, it's one of those things that as soon as people see you doing these things and shining that light and doing things different, they start watching you closer. And for some, that might make you uncomfortable. And it did, at, you know, in the early days for me of my faith and my walk. But I'm okay with that now. And I want others to see that this job can be done and done well while being a follower of Christ. So while thinking about this, you know, I asked myself, what does the Bible really say about law enforcement and police? The first part of this is pretty obvious when we look to the Bible and read, you know, that God gave us a set of laws and some guidelines on enforcement of those laws. These laws defined sin and even outlined penalties for those who broke the laws. But as we know, law is essentially meaningless without enforcement, without consequence. I mean, a law is not going to be followed for the most part. In the time period of the Bible, they may not have had the law enforcement like we see today and like it looks like today, but there were people in roles holding others accountable. You know, watchmen are referred to in Ezekiel chapter 33. Armed guards were referred to in Nehemiah chapter 4, and judges even in Ezekiel 44. And there's literally a whole book of judges. Deuteronomy chapter 32 talks about a God who is a God of justice and one who demands justice of his people. Deuteronomy 16 talks about following justice and justice alone. This, in my opinion, you know, calls for the necessity of law enforcement. It speaks to that and why it's here and why it's needed. If we look at Psalm chapter 82, verses 3 and 4, you know, we see that it speaks to, you know, defend the poor and fatherless, do justice to the afflicted and needy, deliver the poor and needy, rid them out of the hand of the wicked. I mean, when you look at what a lot of us got in this job to do, a lot of it is right there in those words. Romans 13 talks about submission to government authority and calls for, quote, rulers to hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong, end quote. You know, the one in authority is God's servant and is there for the good. You know, but if you do wrong, be afraid, for rulers do not bear the sword for no reason. They are God's servants, agents of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. Those are very strong words from our Lord on the laws and the enforcing of the laws. You know, there are more verses referring to laws and justice, obviously, but these struck me as particularly important. Then there's probably one of the most quoted Bible verses, you know, that we as police and as peacemakers, you know, along the thin line speak of, you know, the blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. And that gets thrown around a lot in our circles and in our careers and our professions. But how do we balance the two, you know, in a world that seems to be so against or so easy to point out the flaws of not only police officers and firefighters and the like and the military when we do wrong, but is equally, if not more, apt to point out the flaws of us as Christians when we do wrong, and think that because we're Christians, we shouldn't be doing wrong, not knowing that we all sin. You know, sin is a worldly thing and is talked about so often in Scripture. You know, my answer to those questions has been to make the Christian side of me shine more and more, to have that be the part of me that people remember rather than just being a cop or a police officer or whatever that is. So I'd like you to think about that this week and how you can apply the things that I've talked about today. You know, I'll leave you with the challenge to walk boldly and shine the light of Christ brighter than you ever have. You use every platform, each and every one of them, that you are given to shine that light. And even think about what platforms you can create on your own to get that out there into the world and into the arm's reach of people that you come in contact with. You know, it was our goal between me and Adam to create this Thin Line Believers, first as the emails, if you've been around long enough to get those devotionals weekly, but to spread this like fire to all of you and to everybody who we can continue to get it out to, you know, to create this platform to reach those that are in shift work and are deployed, to, you know, be able to reach those people that can't get together because of our different shifts and our different, you know, work life and environments. So really look to what you can do personally, how you can change, you know, the people around you and in your arm's reach this week, and really ponder on how that might look for you and your life. So in the next couple weeks, we're going to have some more guests come on. We're going to hit on some good topics, some needed topics, I think, and some that are harder to really speak on. And we're going to bring in some guests to help us do that. So until next week, you know, I'd just like to leave you with a blessing of that you guys will, and gals, will continue to shine that light and continue to use, you know, Christ in your life to impact those around you. So until next week, take care, and we will speak to you next week. Bye.